The recent increase in drop-off fees at major UK airports has become a contentious issue, generating significant discourse around its implications for travellers and environmental policies. Analysed reports indicate that these fees have escalated by an average of a third since last summer, predominantly affecting those who choose to be dropped off closer to the terminal. Renowned airports like Gatwick and Stansted have implemented some of the highest fees, charging £10 for short stays of merely 10 to 15 minutes. This development mirrors a broader strategy among airports to advocate for the use of alternative transportation, with a strong emphasis on public transit. Gatwick in particular has been channeling efforts into enhancing its rail and bus connections, aspiring to see a majority of passengers relying on these modes of transport. The airport's accessibility to 120 train stations is heavily promoted as part of this initiative, which simultaneously aligns with the infrastructural prerequisites linked to their anticipated second runway project. In stark contrast, none of the top 10 EU airports levy a charge for terminal drop-offs, sparking discussions about the rationale behind the UK airports' pricing policies. The RAC has called for increased awareness regarding new, barrierless payment zones, where drivers risk accumulating parking charges if fees are not promptly paid. This discrepancy between UK and European airports raises questions about the motivations driving the UK airports' fee increases. Industry leaders and business travel executives have added their voices to the criticism, highlighting the financial strain these fees impose on travellers. Skepticism mounts over justifications such as congestion reduction, environmental concerns, and the supposed benefits of public transportation, given the shifting narratives around their efficacy. Clive Ratton of the Business Travel Association has strongly criticized the inconsistent explanations provided by airport authorities concerning these fee surges. Despite the pushback, airport representatives insist that these fees are necessary to manage traffic and pollution, and contribute to broader climate objectives. They argue that such measures are in harmony with governmental and local environmental mandates. Nonetheless, finding a balance between ecological responsibilities and passenger convenience remains a delicate challenge, perpetuating the debate over airport access strategies and their long-term sustainability.